to the old me, scared and unseen. You're the reason I built this dream. Now I speak so others thrive. Turn my scars into sound. I come alive from the ashes of the breakdown. I don't run, I rise, won't back down. This is keep it real, keep it purpose bound. Every word a step, every truth profound. We don't heal in silence, we fight with grace, softness and defiance, lighting up this place.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Eden Cher.
And I'm Brock Charlelli.
We played best friends on The Middle.
And became best friends in real life.
We're here to rewatch The Middle with all of you.
Each week, we'll recap an episode with behind-the-scenes stories, guest interviews, and what we think now, many years later.
There's a lot to dive into, so let's get to middling.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Years ago, when I was on Block Talk Radio, I started a Thursday kind of just chat about locality. And I called it Theoretical Thursdays. Not sure if this is appropriate for that. But usually, I have these insightful days that I have, and I reflect upon incidences and issues in my life. And so when I went on a walk today, I decided not to put on my ear pods and just hear from my higher self, my present self. And what I was dissecting was issues that I had a few months ago. So early part of the year, last year, I want to say that a business partner of mine came up and asked me if I would help him with his project. And so he laid it out, told me what it consisted of, what I would be doing, but I would be paid. And it was laid out very well. And I said to myself, this would be a great venture for me to branch off and learn new things, you know, for myself. So I said yes. And about the start of May, we started to work on it. June got here and I was doing every part of my contract with them, and I was training staff, I was setting up social media, I was the back end to organize the back end, and we had it organized to the point that production was up to 96,000 views on a particular website, what he was looking for, but there was no sales. So in all of that, we had a meeting and I said, well, if that's the amount of views that we're getting and that's what you wanted, what is the problem with the website itself that is not closing people? Well, the story ends up that the person he paid to do the back end didn't do it correctly. And so the page was not able to go from looking at the page to closing, and no one was able to make a purchase. So 96,000 people, 3 months of work, was down the drain. And I was so very upset because I was looking forward to being paid. And it would have been a substantial amount each month that would give me what I wanted, you know? So actually, I was very upset. Ended up that we had to close the project because there were so many back-end issues that he didn't see about. And I ended up in financial distress, about to be evicted, going to eviction court, and I couldn't believe it. Here I was, again, taking on this opportunity as I saw it, and lo and behold, they didn't do their end of it. Which it further made me, I guess, consider the fact that partnerships weren't great unless you knew every bit of what was going on. And it just solidified how I felt about partnerships. However, I got that straightened out last year with the help of some resources around the way, things like that. But yet, here I am again. Here I am again in the same position in August and September. So here I am again in the same financial constraint. So I ask myself, why am I in this position? Why? Why am I? So I kind of figure it out. Oh, look. By, I guess, process of elimination and just a little bit of digging of what that was. So first I said I saw my mother struggle and we were being evicted and maybe I'm afraid of the eviction. But then I figured out that in my decision making, I was living in the valley of need, lack, and desperation. I was afraid to continue my journey with my life coaching because I felt that I wasn't enough. So now I'm back here again, and I'm wondering what the hell, how the hell did this happen yet again? And let me tell you that whenever you come to a point that you're repeating over and over, it's because the lesson has not been learned. So now I have to sit back and say, I have all the tools that I need to manifest what I want. But the lesson has not been learned about this financial situation and where I'm living in my mind, in the recesses of my mind. Yes, there could be issues that you have conquered, because let me tell you, the manifesting part, I get, and I feel it, and I know it. And you know that feeling that you know it's going to work? But in the recesses of your mind, there are shadows and shadow work that you have to do that's hidden behind that glowing light. There's always something behind it if it's not fully glowing. And I found out that I didn't believe enough in myself. I was afraid. I was afraid to put all in, because if I put all in, something would go wrong. That was my fear. That was my selection. That was my agreement. So now I have to create a new agreement. The agreement that I don't have to be afraid of the opportunities, and too much is never too much. It's never. I'm limitless. And that word we don't use too much. So I start saying to myself, I am limitless. What I have is limitless. What I want is limitless. And continue to live in that space so that I can receive the lesson and not repeat this again. So now I'm rejoicing in the fact that I have found the root cause. And the root cause right now, I'm going to face it. That I see my lesson that I have to learn. I shined the light on what I had to learn. And this was it. I had to learn that I am enough. Really enough. And what I set my mind to do, I can do. However, I must also learn that it will not fail. Because over and over in my life, I've seen and I was taught that you give too much and it ends up failing. I gave a lot and it ends up failing. I was being the good daughter, and it ended up feeling that I was called the black sheep. I gave my all in the church, and it ended up feeling it was closed down. Or the leader chose to close it down. So I was hurt before. Every time I get to a good place, fear sets in and the agreement shows up. But no longer will the agreement show up. I'm not going to allow that agreement to be fulfilled, that I am going to be hurt like that. There's no way. So I just want you to take that in account. Look in the recesses of your mind. And agree to look further into what you're experiencing. And what you're encountering. Because if you're repeating the cycle, it's because there's a lesson that you need to learn. This is Edna White, your speaker, your author, your life coach. See you next Thursday.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hello, hello. It's Brooke Devard from Naked Beauty. Join me each week for unfiltered discussion about beauty trends, self-care journeys, wellness tips, and the products we absolutely love and cannot get enough of. If you are a skincare obsessive and you spend 20 plus minutes on your skincare routine, this podcast is for you. Or if you're a newbie at the beginning of your skincare journey, you'll love this podcast as well because we go so much deeper than beauty. I talk to incredible and inspiring people from across industries about their relationship with beauty. You'll also hear from skincare experts. We break down lots of myths in the beauty industry. If this sounds like your thing, search for Naked Beauty on your podcast app and listen along. I hope you'll join us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
If you're a podcast host, listen up. This one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.